Ronald College's 12th president is Frank Shushok Jr., who joined the school in July 2022 after 13 years at Virginia Tech. And Frank Shushok joins WFIR anchor reporter G. Morano and me live in studio this morning. Frank, it is nice to meet you, and thank you for coming by.
Oh, this is a ton of fun. I'm just so thrilled to be here.
Thank you for being here. And as we get started, Frank, you were a vice president in various capacities at Virginia Tech and a tenured associate professor. So how is that experience helping Ronald College create a new strategic plan, say, to meet the needs of 21st century learners across our region?
Well, that's a great question. You know, one of the things I love about the Commonwealth of Virginia is we have one of the most robust systems of higher education. And every kind of institution, whether it's a Roanoke College or Virginia Tech or Virginia Western, they play a really, really important role in economic development, in our economy, in lifting up the spirit. People love Virginia because it has a great economy and it has a great higher education system that fuels that economy. These are all really important. So one of the things I think we sometimes do in higher education, like all things, is we get in our world and think it's the only world there is. And that happens in higher education. But what's nice, if you go from a place like Virginia Tech to Roanoke College, or you go from Roanoke College to Virginia Tech, you take things you learn there and you make connections. And partnerships and connections are everything for lifting up our economies and our communities.
And I see where that's a fairly big thing, Frank. I see that come up in some of the things, collaboration and partnerships. Is that something that you want to foster more at Roanoke College?
Oh, partnerships. Partnerships, partnerships. You know, we rise and fall together. And so we've got to be connected. We don't need to be duplicating efforts. We need to be combining efforts so that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And so we're having a ton of fun joining Lincoln Arms with Virginia Western. We just created a new partnership with New River Community College. We've got terrific partnerships with Virginia Tech, with William and Mary. And now we've got this $3.5 million lab school grant from the Commonwealth of Virginia, where we're partnering with K-12. So the idea is we want to partner up and down the whole educational system. And then we also want to partner with industry and business, and we're linking arms with all sorts of partners here locally and including our local government.
Mm-hmm. And is that for a smaller school? Like, how many students are it?
Roughly 2,000 okay. students.
Is that that whole thing is a better way for a smaller college to kind of leverage or get leveraged by partnering with maybe bigger institutions or other, you know, organizations?
Yeah, well, you know, Gene, one of the things I think about is the world is changing so fast and you have to be agile. And, one of the things about a really big institution is sometimes it takes a little longer to make the turn.
Right.
And also, public institutions sometimes have layers of government that make it a little slower to move. A private institution like Roanoke College can pivot and move. Mm. Our size makes it easy to pivot and move and to move quickly. And that allows us to adapt quickly to the needs of the community. So we can have a couple conversations. People can put some ideas on the table. We can link arms with a company and get something in motion almost immediately.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like that axiom, pushing an ocean liner away from the dock for the bigger schools. It takes a while to get momentum.
It does.
We're talking with President of Roanoke College, Frank Shushok Jr., and I wanted to ask you, we had you on the air a lot during the pandemic. You were vice president of student affairs then, dealing with the pandemic and getting kids in and out of school, things like that. I'm just wondering, and you were in charge of 25 departments and units. You know, how did that shape your goal? Was that a sign of, you talk a lot about student experience, even the, what does that mean to you? Even things like bringing football back and the cheer squad and the marching band, all part of the experience at Roanoke College, you know, getting kids there and keeping kids there.
Yeah, students are everything. You know, it's why we exist. And, the goal, we're challenging it at a giant place like Virginia Tech. But whether it's Virginia Tech or it's Roanoke College, the goal is to understand the students' goals and then to help them accomplish those goals. That's what I call student success. We're only successful if they're successful. And that has to be customized and tailored to their experience. And You mentioned football, band, and cheer. Well, we didn't have those things at Roanoke College, and so if we want more people to choose Roanoke College, we got to do new and different things. And so one of the things I hope people are noticing about Roanoke College is we're doing a lot of new things, and we're listening carefully to what people want and trying to design to that, and that's been a ton of fun. And we thought people would be excited about football. We didn't think that we would have 2,000 people in there more than capacity in the very first game, but that was a ton of fun.
Yeah. I got a whole, by the way, I got a whole page of bullet points from Alicia. So there's a lot of, this is just recent stuff. There's a lot going on. Before I throw it to Joey for a question, how excited are you and the people on campus, maybe the alums and the community, about football coming back to ODAC starting this year? Brian Steinspring, who you probably knew from Virginia Tech, where he was coach for a long time. How excited are you people about this?
Oh, it is incredibly exciting. And I'm so proud of Coach Steinspring and the program that he's built almost immediately. We'd kind of said that we stopped playing football during World War II. And so there's been a saying that we've been undefeated since 1942. And so we were, you know, there was a lot of T-shirts that said that, and people were going to have to put them away. Well, they didn't put them away last year because we played four games and we won all four. Right. And now we play a full season in the ODAC, and our recruiting has been through the roof. I think Coach Steinspring is trying to figure out what to do because he's been a little too successful with the number of people who are wanting to choose Roanoke College. And our first competitive cheer squad, and if you haven't watched those people who do competitive cheer,
it makes me
very nervous, but we had 25 students come to Roanoke College to do competitive cheer, and that's just a ton of fun too. So it's exciting and fun.
Are they going to let you flip the coin ceremonially for the first game at Salem Stadium?
Gene, I appreciate that. I've asked to go in on the squad. I think I would like to at least hike the ball a couple times. But
sure.
So far, Coach Steinspring's been hesitant to
really
endorse that idea, but I think he doesn't really fully understand the depth of my athletic talent.
Good morning, it is 8:51. We are joined in studio this morning by the president of Roanoke College, Frank Shushok, Jr. Roanoke College adding 8 new undergraduate majors, 1 new graduate program. Frank, is that in response in large part to what's happening in the job market?
Absolutely. So one of the things I'm really excited about is we are working towards an ABET, accredited engineering program. You'll hear a lot about our new majors. We have a new major in finance, a new major in marketing, a new major in finance and economics. We have a new major in disability studies, in screen studies. So we're hearing from industry and partners and from students, and they're telling us what kinds of opportunities they want. And then we're responding and developing programs. And we're working with, for example, TMIC right here in the region, a global powerhouse. They're sitting down with our faculty members to help us understand what they need in graduates. And then we're using that information in partnership with them to design our new engineering curriculum. But that's what partnership looks like. We need the feedback loop from industry to be really short, because the world's changing so fast that we want our students to be prepared the minute they land in a job to be ready to contribute.
And so do their parents that pay for that college.
They
tuition
do.
In some cases.
They absolutely do.
We talk with the president of Roanoke College, Frank Shushok. Do you see over the years where businesses, industries are working closer with schools?
Well, if we're not serving our community very well, because the last thing we want is to turn over a student to a hiring official and then having to retrain them. So the more we can be in partnership so that students are ready to hit the ground running. And then another thing that's happening right now is we're working closely with internships. So ideally, you know, it's an interesting thing, because I spend a lot of time out in the community and I'll hear people say, we're having trouble hiring talent. And then I'll run into people who are looking for better jobs, better pay.
And they're not making the connection.
They're not making the connection. We just need to bring better alignment to the workforce and the employer. And that's something that we're really working on. I mean, a really interesting fact is that in the United States, 40 million people have some higher education but no degree or credential. And so there's a lot of people who have already invested a little in higher education, but they don't have a degree or credential. So this is why we've created this entity that you've probably heard a little bit about called RCRV, Roanoke College, Roanoke Valley. And that's going to be, we're going to focus more on adults, on certificates, on online delivery. We hope people like Clark over there who graduated from Roanoke College and he wants to continue growing throughout his career, that he's going to keep coming back to Roanoke College to get a stackable credential. Maybe he's interested in using artificial intelligence more here at WFIR. And so he wants to come get a credential in artificial intelligence. We want to be a lifelong partner for people who are in the region, who have graduated from Roanoke College, who have a degree, but no credential, I mean, education, but no credential or degree, so they can finish that. A lot of people, they weren't ready when they were 18 or 19, went to college for the first time, and maybe when they're 30, but life is harder there. We got to be able to be flexible with them and to meet them where they are and help them finish that credential or get that degree.
Yeah, plus when you go back to school sometimes later, you've got more knowledge. I mean, my son went back to school at 25 and went to tech for aerospace after Virginia Western, and he brought a whole new thing to him. Now, the engineering degrees, is that new for...
We have engineering science right now, but we just hired our third engineering professor, so we're growing that program, and we're pursuing ABET accreditation. And so we hope to have a full mechanical engineering degree in a couple of years.
We only got a couple of minutes left. I wanted to ask you quickly about, you talked about the partnerships with like the articulation agreements, I guess, with Western and with New River Community College, but you're also doing things at the other end with the Explore at RC program, and which is a pilot program with local high schools, like dual enrollment. I think Salem is the first one you're doing with, correct? Salem High School?
Yeah, but any high school student who is in the Roanoke Valley can come and take a number of credits for free at Roanoke College and take those right on to college. So this is one of the fun things about the way these partnerships work. If you think about it, you can be in high school, get dual enrollment credit. So, by the way, these students are showing up on a school bus. They're getting out at Roanoke College. They're going and sitting next to a college student in a college classroom, being taught by a Roanoke College professor, getting college credit, and then later in the day going back to their high school. I mean, how cool is that? That's incredible. But that same student, for example, could be a Salem High School student, for example, and then they could go to Virginia Western, be a part of our Rapid Maroons program, get an associate's degree at Virginia Tech. In Rapid Maroons, you're duly enrolled. You're a Roanoke College student and a Virginia Western student.
So it's more seamless.
It's seamless, and then you could just automatically, when you finish your associate's degree, you don't have to apply again to Roanoke College. In fact, you're being advised at Roanoke College while you're also at Virginia Western. You can get that Roanoke College degree, and then we have a partnership, for example, with Virginia Tech, where your senior year at Roanoke College counts as your first year of your master's degree in computer engineering at Virginia Tech.
Wow.
So you've applied, essentially, you've gone from a Salem High School student to Virginia Western to Roanoke College to Virginia Tech, one application.
Wow. We only got about 25 seconds left or so, President Frank Shushok. What's this last 2.5 years been like?
You know, I'm really proud of the New River and Roanoke Valley. I think what's working here locally is people want to work together. We don't want to be competitors. We want to lift up the region. I think there's a lot of exciting things. I think the kinds of things that we're seeing with the Fralin Biomedical Research Institute and Carilion and higher education working together, these are good things for the economy. And people know that we rise and fall together. And I think that's good news for the local region. We should all be excited. And you see a lot of young people move into the region, and that's exciting too. We've got the hip vibe going on.
Mm-hmm. Roanoke College President Frank Shushok Jr., we'll have to have you back soon, maybe to give us football prognostications. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, it's a lot of fun. Thank you for letting me be here.